Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
Let's go.
Come into the Zoom, everybody. It's Greg Warren. Greg Warren, come into the Zoom.
Hi,
I just want to make you feel at home when we say come into the Zoom, because it's not coming to the stage. I'm not funny, Greg. You are. Hi.
You know,
how you doing?
How you doing? Nice to meet you guys. Thanks for having me on.
You too, of course. I was actually just watching The Salesman. I appreciate the fact that, you know, there's so many streaming services and we don't have all of them. And I'm like, thanks, Greg, for putting this on YouTube so that we can just go easily watch it without.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if it works out better for you that way, money wise, but thank you.
If a lot of people watch it, it works out just fine. You know?
Yes.
Do they get credit if we only partially watch it, or we watch it in pieces? How does that work? We want you to have all the credit. So everyone go watch it right now.
And there you go. Yeah.
How did you get started in comedy? Because before, this is kind of what the Netflix or the YouTube special is all about, right?
Yeah, I was in the peanut butter game before I was in comedy. Yeah.
That's comedic gold right there.
Well, I mean, you say so. I took it pretty seriously.
Okay.
You
really?
Know, I sold Jif peanut butter. It's the best peanut butter. I feel very strongly about that.
It is. You still feel that way.
Absolutely. I'm loyal. I'm loyal. You've heard old guys say stuff like once a Marine, always a Marine, right?
You know,
Those guys probably fought the Germans for 4 years or something. I fought Skippy for 10. Okay. So, you know, it's Skippy.
Never,
they're
never heard of them. Never heard of them.
Of course you haven't.
Who buys Skippy though? Like, seriously.
Poor people. And I don't have anything against, I don't have anything against poor people. I understand. But you know, eventually you're going to do well, and you're going to improve, and then you'll get yourself some Jif.
That's right.
Yeah. It's something to strive for is what I tell people.
Like, yeah. You know, you're doing well when you got Jif in the cabinet, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, sometimes people come to comedy shows and I like to ask everybody what sort of peanut butter they eat. And I get some people that say Skippy, and I'm like, listen, I'm grateful you bought these tickets, but you shouldn't have. You should have taken that money and saved it and where you could buy some Jif is how I feel about it. Yeah.
I'm learning so much. I never knew this about peanut butter. I only thought there's one peanut butter. It's Jif. That's what you put in your mouth. But I grew up poor, but my mom spent money on Jif.
That's like, right. Cause you had what we call in the business, a choosy mother.
That's right.
Yeah.
Choosy moms choose Jif. Okay. Not all moms. Let's say maybe you're a mom who drinks in the afternoon and goes to the casino and forgets to pick up your kids from school. If that's the case, by all means, buy Peter Pan, buy Skippy. Right. Those are better products for you. Peter Pan guys, their mascot is a boy who refused to grow up. Maybe he couldn't grow up because he was malnourished because he was eating that garbage peanut butter named after a cartoon character.
That's right.
Really?
I did not see
the direction of this going here, but you're very passionate. I'm really appreciative of it.
You got a late start though, right? Like, so
do you feel like
you talk about in the special, when your friend in your mind was telling you like,
yeah.
Oh, now you're too old for this. But what made you finally decide to go for it and leave Procter & Gamble and Jif and just go for your dream?
I think One of the key things I was doing a weekend when I was still working for Procter & Gamble, I used to work in this club in Dayton, Ohio called Jokers. And I opened for Kevin Pollak, very funny comedian. And at the time, Kevin, you know, he wasn't that far removed from starring in A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson and Demi Moore. So he was a pretty big deal. And I went there and I did the whole weekend and it was sold out all weekend. And at the end of the weekend, Kevin was like, "Hey, you don't do this full time, right?" I was like, "No, I don't." He was like, you could. And, man, the next day I went to work and I like, just couldn't get it out of my head that Kevin Pollak said I could be a comedian. And, yeah, I was making a lot of, I was making like six figures and I had stock options. And, the first year of comedy, I probably made about $12,000. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So you went from like literally like cushy security, right? If you were, you put your job was secure.
Well, let's, you know, security. Okay. Security. Yes. Cushy. You haven't tried to go up against, Peter Pan or, some of these store brands, you know, Skippy, Dirty Tactics, you know, I mean, it was not cushy. Okay. This was it was a fight. It was a dog fight in that business.
Right? When I hear six figures, I hear cushy. That's what I think of, but yeah, it must've been challenging. But, and then you go into comedy, which is, that's difficult too. I feel like that's one of the more difficult things than going up against Peter Pan and Skippy, don't you think?
Sure. They all have their unique challenges. Yeah.
Do you think it prepared you for all the comedy? Because I'm just saying it's difficult to go and do stand-up comedy in general.
Yeah. If you saw my some of my early performances, you would definitely know how difficult it was to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah. I did stand up two times in my entire life, and it's frightening.
Yeah, it's very hard. Yeah.
And I like killed it the first night, but I didn't do good, so good the second night. And then I gave up. I was like, this is a terrible idea.
Well,
I can't give up. Holly, you got to follow your dreams.
No, yeah, I don't know if it's a dream. It's literally anxiety. It gives me anxiety. So yeah. I just feel like it's really difficult, and it props to the people that do it. It's one of the most like hardest forms of entertainment that you can do. That's really, don't you think? It's hard, or is it just easy for you?
No, it's not easy. Now it's always, you know, challenging to write stuff, but now it's not as, it was very hard at first. Yeah. I'm trying to think, plate spinning, I think would be a pretty hard form of entertainment. I would think, you know,
yeah.
Or like, you know, when they put the people and they put them on top and you hold someone up with your feet, and then do you know what, that would be hard too.
Are you comparing stand-up comedy to cheerleading? Okay, because it's harder than that. All right.
I think I am. I think I am.
Greg, what's one of the things that you have done over the last few years that you feel like you said it was very difficult to start and now you're kind of in a groove? What did you do to get good?
Well, you guys, I'm going to bore you guys with my comedy philosophy, but you know, I think like over here you have this like idea. So there's, you sort of need to recognize, well, that nothing usually pops in. Well, that's a joke. You're like, well, that's something that's kind of interesting and kind of different and seems weird, you know, seems different. So you got to learn to identify those. Okay. So you get this thing that you're like this, I think we got something here. That's a set of skills that you have to continually refine. Then you take that from this idea and over here, it's a joke. It's a joke that you can do on TV. It's a joke you can do every night and it's going to work 95% of the time. I can't exactly explain to you what happens between here and here, other than I can tell you, if you keep doing it and you keep attempting it over 20 years, it starts to get easier. It just starts to happen. So I don't know exactly how to tell somebody how to do it other than just keep doing it. Just keep doing it a bunch of times. And sooner or later, you start to figure it out.
But when you were younger, did you have people that were you kind of always the funny guy, like your friends and your family would tell you you were funny or?
People that really knew me, maybe people that didn't know me, people that didn't knew me. Yeah. That's I use words for a living. No, the people that didn't know me thought I was shy. People that did know me thought I was annoying. I think I didn't have an outlet, especially like in middle school and high school. I didn't have an outlet for all this desperate need to be seen and heard and make people laugh. So I was obnoxious. Yeah.
So you got in trouble.
Yeah. Not bit. Big trouble, but yeah.
Mischievous. And then you went to West Point.
For 1 year. Yeah. Yeah. You're supposed to go for four, Holly.
Yeah. I figured that.
Yeah. It came up a little short. Yeah.
How did that? So it didn't go so well. Was it not your favorite time in your life or what?
No, Holly, basic training was not my favorite time in life. And getting hazed 18 hours a day was not my favorite time in life.
I thought you call that where you're bonding, like you weren't bonding with the,
you know, there was bonding. People. There was definitely bonding. Yeah. I love those guys, but I still wouldn't call it my favorite time. And it was very difficult. They yelled at us all the time. We used to have to memorize all this stuff every day. You'd get in formation, then yell at you about your shoes not being shined or your room not being dusted or there being trash in the trash can. Big sin. And then they'd start asking you stuff. They'd be like, Warren, what's in the news? Sir, today in the New York Times, it was reported that Ronald Warren, are you on a first name basis with the commander in chief, Warren? Huh? Do you know him? Is he your buddy? Is Ronnie your buddy, Warren? No, Warren, give me the days. Sir, the days. There are 300 days until graduation. There are 180 days until ring weekend. There are 62 days until Army beats Navy at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, Warren? Pittsburgh? Did they move Veterans Memorial Stadium from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, Warren? How did they do that? Who authorized it? Was it your buddy Ronnie, Warren? Is that who did that, Warren?
Holy cow, that is intense.
Yeah, I do there. It today, actually. Reverse. I have this kid come over to my house every morning, you know, this neighbor kid. I'm like, Josh, give me the days. Sir, the days. There are 11 days until the Chipotle coupon on your kitchen table expires. That's the only thing going on in your life, sir.
Do you have any kids or no?
No. I think it's too late, guys. I'm 54, you know.
Hey, Robert De Niro just had his sixth kid and he's like 80, you're 80 years old.
Everybody always uses movie stars as examples. He's Robert De Niro, man. He can afford them. He's like, I mean, I could, you're right, Hal. Biologically, I could still have children, I think.
You might have some. You don't know.
I hope not. I mean, then I'd be a deadbeat dad.
That's a loophole.
Why did you hear something?
I don't know. I'm just saying it. The possibilities.
Now
are
you got
there.
Me. I'm OCD. Now you got me worrying. I have a kid out there somewhere that I didn't do right by.
No, I was actually. I didn't know. I was just curious if your kids what they thought about your new career. But if that's not the case, it's not a real question.
My nephews think I'm really funny and cool. And then my niece is coming over. She's 16. She's coming over today, and we're baking homemade Twinkies.
All right.
I've never done homemade Twinkie. More healthy than the regular.
Hold on 1 second. I'll show you guys something.
Yeah. We got time. You got time.
We got a homemade Twinkie coming up.
Oh God. I love laughing. He's very funny. I like his bit about running.
This is what I've been doing.
Let's see.
To prep is a Twinkie mold here. See?
Okay. Oh, it's like a little Twinkie canister.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
A Twinkie boat.
A Twinkie boat. Exactly. Yeah, you make it out of a tin foil. You put like a spice jar in it, and then you sort of fold up the edges, and you've got a little Twinkie boat here. So I've never done this, and you got to poke holes in the bottom and inject the cream. I mean, I'm pretty fired up. I'm a little nervous. I don't know how it's going to go. Yeah.
It's probably going to be a healthier Twinkie than a regular Twinkie, I would imagine.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Robert.
You'll have to make a YouTube video and show everyone the process here.
Well, I kind of stole the idea from some guy's YouTube video.
But, okay.
There could be more YouTube videos.
Have you seen Greg Warren make a Twinkie? No.
That's not going to be good.
Fun.
Holly, you really have the Michigan accent.
Accent,
there.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's bad, huh? Yeah.
It's not bad. It's
prominent.
Prominent there. Definitely.
I've worked in Canada for 11 years and I started sounding Canadian. So if I move, maybe I could sound differently.
Yeah.
You know, if I move somewhere else, like Southern, I would like a Southern accent. It sounds nice. Everybody sounds nice in the South.
Don't you think they
sound nice?
They are a little more. I lived in Texas. That's where I first started selling Jif, was in Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that like the headquarters? Is that where?
No, that was just a sales territory.
Okay.
The one thing, because you know, the big thing in the grocery business, man, if you can get an end aisle display,
You
get an end cap. Man, you are doing well. And they were like, well, I mean, I can probably get you a display. That's when I realized. Yeah.
Display.
I was like, a what? Yeah, you're going to have to pay if you want one of these displays. You're going to have to pay if you want a display.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound nice though? You're like, yeah, I would like a display.
I would like a display.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Hey, one more thing before we go. Nate Land. Is what Nate Bargatze's production company, right? So that's who produced the latest special on YouTube. How did you and Nate get together?
Let's see. Nate and I did a stand-up comedy thing for Country Music Television together years ago. Nate was just—he was a kid, man, and you know, you could see right then he was very, very good. And then when we both lived in New York. Around the same time. So I would see him here and there, and he decided he wanted to make a couple of stand-up comedy specials that would appeal to his fans from other people. Yeah. And he was so cool to let me be part of it. He just wants it's something you can watch with your kids and not be embarrassed. It's family friendly or whatever. And so we did that. And it's on his YouTube channel. If you just go to YouTube and type Greg Warren, the salesman, you'll find it.
Yeah. I really like your running bit, by the way, or the not running.
Oh, wow. That yeah. Do. That's an old one. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that one. I think it's really funny because I definitely identify with it. He does a whole thing. Rob works out for 2 hours every day. Like he's like a workouter.
Yeah.
Greg's bit about not running is so funny.
I used to be a really good athlete in college. And then now I went from, wrestling in college to running to now I walk, which is pathetic. It's so,
it's so funny.
Real quick too, before we go, we host a country radio show. That's like the full-time thing, but we love to have comedians on. I'm just wondering if you have any connections to country music or Nashville or anything like that, or maybe just something that you love or a music that you love.
Nate's in Nashville. So, I get down there. Brad Paisley had me on his show one time, and he's a really funny guy. He did like a comedy show in Nashville, and he does one like every couple years, and I guess he'd heard me on Sirius or something, and he asked me to be part of it. So I got to hang with Brad Paisley, you know, and his wife, Kimberly Williams.
The actress. I think that's her name. Yep.
Yeah. This is how much of an idiot I am, because they went up and did this thing together, you know. And I was in the back. I was like, man, that was really good. You guys I told her, I'm like, that was really seemed natural. And I'm like, yeah, you idiot. She's a movie star. Of course it seemed natural. She was in Father of the Bride. Yeah. She's a very accomplished actor. You dummy. But yeah, he was so cool, man. It's a very funny guy too. Very creative.
I like to watch her on reruns of According to Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember she was the show? Sister, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she's very funny. He is too, because he did a bunch of hosting for the
award shows.
CMAs, the award shows.
He did like a song or two, like a kind of comedy song. And I was like, how long ago did you write that? He's like, oh, just, you know, this couple weeks. I'm like, good God, he's very talented.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time with us, and everybody go watch The Salesman on YouTube.
Hey, thanks guys. It was really nice talking to you.
Nice to meet you. And thank you for giving us the laughs. It's so funny. It's so funny.
You bet, man. I'm going to let you know how these things come out, guys. This is,
Tag us on socials if you do a YouTube video.
Yeah. A lot of pressure here, guys.
All right. Good luck, Greg.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.